Endo Pharmaceuticals reformulated Opana in 2012 to try and prevent people from crushing and snorting or injecting the drug, but people found another way to abuse it. They heated the pills to melt their coating, allowing them to inject Opana. Dr. Douglas Throckmorton is the Deputy Director for Regulatory Programs at the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research.
That intravenous use is so damaging, so dangerous, that unless there are other benefits to offset it, we need to find ways to either prevent it or, in this case, to request that the product no longer be on the market.
But even if they do so, Scott County Public Health Nurse Brittany Combs says she doesn't expect it to have an impact in the community at the center of Indiana's 2015 HIV outbreak.
We tell people, we pretty much tell them right now, you cannot come back to this area if you want to quit and stay quit, because there's too many triggers and it's not a safe place for you as an addict to come back to.
Endo Pharmaceuticals says it's reviewing the FDA's request and evaluating all of its options. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.